Hello, sweater weather. Bring on cozy duvet days, crisp air and crunchy leaves. Out is out. And the original pumpkin spice latte is in. Handcrafted with our signature espresso and seasonal pumpkin flavors. Then topped with whipped cream, cinnamon and nutmeg. Hot or iced? PSL, it's here. Only at the Starbucks Coffee Company. Subject to availability while stocks last.
It's a Sunweb holiday.
Hi there, we're Sunweb and we love ski holidays. That feeling of cruising down beautiful slopes, it's a feeling we want to share. We want you to get the most out of your ski holiday. That's why with Sunweb, your lift pass is always included, which saves you serious money. That's money for a round of drinks at the Apre, treating yourself at the spa, or maybe to just put in your piggy bank. Discover how much you can save at sunweb.co.uk.
No one likes experiencing hair fall, so why not try the award-winning range Genesis by Kérastase? Their serum provides up to 84% less hair fall due to breakage. It's lightweight and non-greasy, so doesn't weigh hair down. Ideal for post and pre-styling. Try Kérastase Fortifying Anti-Hair Fall Serum. Find it at kerastase.co.uk or in a Kérastase salon near you. 84% based on brushing test. Ban Nutri Fortifiant and Mask Reconstituent and Serum Anti-Shoot Fortifiant versus Classical Shampoo.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Dropping the Gloves. I hope everybody's having a good afternoon. It's September 30th. October is around the corner. I had a whole episode planned. It was going to be epic, but everybody's favorite Russian. No, I'm not talking about Alex Ovechkin or Timmy Panarin or Sergei Bobrovsky or Vasilevsky. Everybody's favorite Russian who's just driving the Minnesota Wild crazy this offseason, Kirill Kaprizov, just dropped a bombshell. Well, he and Billy Guerin came to an agreement. That whole $16 million, 8-year fiasco, we're turning that down. We're going to wait. We're going to see what's out there, this, that, and the other thing. Just making the hockey world go crazy 2 weeks ago. All of the trade requests and Billy Guerin say, we're not going to, you know, do this, that, and the other thing. All of that was just pandering. All of that was just noise. For what, you ask? An extra $1 million a year. An extra $8 million total for Kirill Kaprizov. Was it worth it? What was the point, you ask? I don't know. All of this drama over the last 2 weeks, the unknowns, the secrets, the what will happen, the UFAs, are they going to trade him? What's happening with the Minnesota Wild and their future? It, all for naught, because their guy, the guy who Craig Leopold said, we will match anything and more if someone wants to re-sign this guy or try to get him from underneath us. We are willing to pay through the nose for this guy, giving up all leverage that Billy Guerin has. Well, Kirill heard that, and his agent heard that, because he just signed not one of the most crazy contracts I've ever heard an NHL player get. And this includes the Rick DiPietro contract, the Kovalchuk contract, the Shea Weber contract. All these big deals pale in comparison to this deal right here. Is he worth it? Maybe. You know, he's a great player. Kirill Kaprizov, since he's came into the league 5 years ago, he's been one of the best players on the planet. You cannot take that away from the guy. He came in, won the Calder Trophy as a 23-year-old, mind you. You know, a little bit older, a little more seasoned. Played professionally in Russia for a few years before he came over. A fifth-round draft pick by the Minnesota Wild in 2015, I want to say. So that was just a flyer pick. Maybe this guy will come over, maybe he won't. Well, he came over and he just made a splash right away. Played incredibly great for a team that needed some young infusion of talent because they were mired in cap hell with the Parisian suitor situation when they decided to buy out both of those guys. And that would enter them into a cap hell for the next 5 years, which they're still paying off Parisian suitor. but they're not paying the $14 million penalty, which they had been paying off for the last few years. Well, they finally got out from under that cap hell. And it seems to me that they're just jumping right back in that boat with this contract with Kirill Kaprizov. So let's break it down. Is he worth it is the first question that everyone will ask, that I will ask. And in my opinion, the answer is no, he is not worth it. $17 million is rarefied air. No one's been here before. And when you compare it to the contracts that have just been signed, it makes it look even worse. So since he entered the league as a 23-year-old rookie, he is 15th in scoring. Not bad, right? Not terrible for a young kid trying to get his feet wet, trying to figure out where he fits in the lineup, playing with subpar talent, but, you know, entering the NHL all the same. He was a pro in Russia, like I said, so it's not like he's totally green, but 15th in scoring. That's good. That's really good for a kid in his first 5 years. If you look at the last 3 years, 32nd in points. And this is where question marks in my eyes start to arise. Injuries, not being able to stay on the ice. He has missed 65 games over the last three seasons. That's an issue. If I'm paying you $17 million, you need to be on the ice. And when you compare him to all the other players, because now listen, he was a cute story, right? Kirill Kaprizov coming over, playing great for the Minnesota Wild, maybe defying expectations, the one-man show in Minnesota. But now when you're signing for the type of money that you're signing for, the comparisons start to bump up a little bit. You are start to be compared with the top guys in the NHL because you are paid like the top guys in the NHL. And when you look at the last three seasons and you're saying, well, he's 32nd in total points, but points per game, you know, he's top seven, 1.24 points per game. But yeah, Dingus, if you play 65 less games than a Nikita Kucherov or a David Pasternak, and you play 40 or 50 less games than a McDavid or a McKinnon or a Dreisaitl or these guys, you start to wonder, well, why? Why is that? Is it worth it? If he's only getting 1.2 points per game, but he's playing 50 or 60 less games, I'm not getting my value there from a Kirill Kaprizov. So the injury question, let's just put that aside because maybe that's out of his control. He gets hurt, he rehabs, he comes back. Everybody gets injured. Everybody comes back at their own pace. So that's out of his control. What else is out of his control? His teammates. Well, the Minnesota Wild, like I mentioned, their hands have been tied the last few years. Billy Guerin has scratched and clawed to get this roster to a competitive level for the last few years because of the buyback of Zach Parise and Ryan Suter. They've been in cap hell for however many years, and they finally get out of it. During those cap hell years, who has Kirill Kaprizov been playing with? Well, you get a Matt Zuccarello, and he's been great for the Minnesota Wild. You get him on a veteran contract. He's 38 years old now, but when he signed with the Minnesota Wild, he was still a young kid at 32 years old. They get him for $6 million. He's been great for this team. Is he a 1A center? Is he a 1A winger to pair up alongside Kirill Kaprizov? No, absolutely not. When the Minnesota Wild signed him, his career high in points was 61, and that was his benchmark. And then once he got to the Wild and got paired up with Kirill Kaprizov, that's when you started to see him take off. He got 79 points, 67 points, 63 points. He was setting career highs every single season he was paired up with this guy, and that's no coincidence. Now, who's the centerman here? It's been a who's who of absolute nobodies to pair up with this guy. Well, we got Ryan Hartman. He's an energetic young guy who can maybe stir it up and mix it up a little bit. That was cute for a little bit. Oh, well, everybody loves Joel Eriksson Ek. We got Eriksson Ek. He's the guy. He's the one who's going to, you know, be that centerman for this guy for a long time. Is he really? Is this your guy? Yeah, I know he's a first-round pick the same year you got Kirill Kaprizov, but he's not a true first-line center. He's a second or third tier centerman. His career high points is 64. Is he a dynamic centerman that you want to pair up with Kirill Kaprizov? I don't think so. Oh, well, we know we got Marco Rossi, this young guy who we drafted. He's going to be the future. Yeah, not so much. He's been fun. We tested him there. Maybe the compete level hasn't been there with him either. either he had some issues last season when he got demoted, he's been bitching and moaning, and he hasn't been the guy. Who are we going to pair up with this guy? Nobody knows. But to Kirill Kaprizov's kind of, I'm patting him on the back a little bit, it didn't matter. The guy produced. The guy went out there and put points on the board. I watched a lot of Minnesota Wild games when they had no business being in that game, and he dragged and clawed to get them 1-2 points because he was just that good. He is a dynamic player. He is entertaining to watch. He does everything you want in a hockey player. He doesn't really slack off on the D zone that much either. Like, he's a pretty complete player. Yes, he takes shifts off here and there, but for the most part, he's a great, great NHL hockey player. He's got a killer release. His instincts are top notch. He's creative. He's fearless. And so when you put these second, third, fourth tier centermen with him, you don't notice a drop off that much. But imagine if you could put a top tier centerman with this guy. You know, imagine when you look at the other guys who are on this list of points over the last 5 years when he's been in the league, the rarefied era that he lives in, it's McKinnon, it's Kucherov, it's Pasternak, it's Marner, it's Panarin, it's Rantanen. Now, what are the differences when you think of those guys? Well, who do they play with? When you look at a guy like Connor McDavid, obviously we've talked about his line mates this up and down throughout the years, but he still gets to play with a Zach Hyman. He plays with a Draisaitl. He plays with Evander Kane. He plays with high-end talent. And there's no one who can tell me that McDavid has played with worse people than a Kirill Kaprizov. It's just it's not a thing. When you look at a Mitch Marner, he's played with grade A talent his whole career. He stepped onto the Leafs and he was playing with Johnny T. He was playing with Matthew Nyes for the last few years, Willie Nylander he gets shifts with. They're all 1A talent that he gets to play with. The same can be said for Rantanen. The same can be said for all those other guys I mentioned. Kucherov, Pasta maybe last year is an example of a guy who produced without the best talent. But these guys have the benefit of playing with just grade A talent. Guys who can facilitate, who can get them the puck when they need it, or they can get a guy a puck and they can score. The same can't be said for Kirill Kaprizov. He is a one-man wrecking crew on the Minnesota Wild because they have not been able to surround him with talent. The reason why they haven't been able to surround him with talent is they had $14-plus million buried in dead cap space. Well, Billy Guerin finally got that money off the books. And in my eyes, he's just going right back into cap hell. Yes, he still owes Parise and Suter money for the next 4 years from the looks of, I think it's $1.6 million for the next 3-4 years, which is not a lot, but it's still money that they owe these guys. And then they're getting paid by Dallas for a little bit. So the money's being spread out a little bit. But this is where playing GM is hard, because the owner's putting pressure on you to re-sign this guy. You have to maintain that you're a destination for players to go play with. And if Kirill Kaprizov leaves, where does that leave this franchise? They are in no man's land. If he leaves, you're telling me that you can't keep a player in Minnesota after offering him the world and then some? That screams issues with this franchise. So it was imperative that they re-sign this guy. And they paid out the nose for it. So you have Kirill Kaprizov, $17 million. You have Brock Faber for $8.5 million. You have some other decent pieces on the back end. And Brodin, Spurgeon will be gone eventually. You got Matt Boldy. You got Eriksson Ek. You got Marco Rossi, wherever that figures it out. And then it starts to get a little slim. I know you got Zeb Bjoom on the back end. I like the pickup of Jiříček they got from Columbus. And then you're put in this situation where we've been here before. We have, you know, the money, the cap's going up. It'll be $104 million next year when his cap kicks in. But we have $80 million already tied up with this $17 million contract now on the books. We don't have a starting goaltender. We have 5 D-men. We carry 7 or 8, and we only have 10 forwards under contract. We carry 13 or 14. That leaves $24 million left. Which isn't terrible, but a starting goaltender is going to eat up 5 or 6. Now we're dropping down to 18. We got to sign two more defensemen. That's going to eat up $4 to $5 million. Now we're down to $13 million, you guys. And we still need to find sign three, four forwards. Are you able to sign an impactful player for, say, $6 million if the other two guys are getting $1 million for that amount? No. And here we are again. This is where the Wild will live now for the next 8 years under his contract. It's one of these things where it's addition by subtraction if you let him leave. And I get it. It's hard to see him walk, but you cannot in your right mind sign this guy for this much money. It's, you know, I get it. You have to do it. You have to play the game. But when you see the recent contracts that were just handed out, and you're Bill Guerin and you're Craig Leopold, how can you honestly look Kirill Kaprizov in the eye and slide him a piece of paper across the table that says $17 million per year?
No one likes experiencing hair fall, so why not try the award-winning range Genesis by Kérastase? Their serum provides up to 84% less hair fall due to breakage. It's lightweight and non-greasy, so doesn't weigh hair down. Ideal for post and pre-styling. Try Kérastase Fortifying Anti-Hair Fall Serum. Find it at kerastase.co.uk or in a Kérastase salon near you. 84% based on brushing test. Ban Nutri Fortifiant and Mask Reconstituent and Serum Anti-Shoot Fortifiant versus Classical Shampoo.
Wealth. It's not about the money. It's the space you always dreamed of and the freedom you always said you'd like. It's taking an extra month to find just the right job and investing in life's greatest asset. You. It's about everything made possible. Because wealth isn't about the money. It's the means to more. Join over 1 million people saving and investing with the award-winning Moneybox app today. Capital at risk, ISA and tax rules apply.
$17 million per year. When Mitch Marner just signed this year for $12 million for 8 years, and Mikko Rantanen just signed for $12 million a year for 8 years, and Leon Draisaitl just signed for $14 million for 8 years. You're telling me that Kirill Kaprizov is better than those three players? Break of the show, everybody, to talk to you about Factor, the food delivery system that is so incredibly good. I've used it. It is a great little ditty where you go on their website, you pick all the meals you want. They have a super wide variety of food. You can get steak, chicken, pasta, vegetarian, all kinds of different things, whether you're trying to lose weight, gain weight, or just you want a break from cooking. This is where Factor comes in. They support your goals. They have all kinds of global flavors. You're not just going to get the bland steak and potatoes, chicken and rice. There's all kinds of Asian-inspired meals. They got Thai. They got Chinese. They got the usual staples that I like, the steak and potatoes with a little bit of flair balanced in there. And the good thing is 97% of customers say Factor helped them live a healthier life. So you're not just going to get garbage delivered to you. So check them out, Factor. Eat smart at factormeals.com/gloves50 off. And use that code gloves50 off to get 50% off your first box, plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's free breakfast for a year just by using my code gloves50 off at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box, plus free breakfast for 1 year. You can get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offers only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. Cheers. That's what you're saying. And not by a little bit. Not by $14.5 million or $15 or $15.5 or $16 or $16.5. He is better than Leon Draisaitl by $3 million a year. That's insane to me. There's no way that's a thing. There's no way that's true. I could, and this is where it gets down to brass tacks. And I'm sorry, but I'm a Minnesota guy. I broke into the league with the Wild. My wife worked there. We bought a place there. I love Minnesota. I go back there quite a bit. I enjoy the area. This is a franchise killing deal. There's no way around it. this will sink the Minnesota Wild for the next 8 years. You cannot convince me otherwise. This is the worst thing that you could have done for this franchise. If I was Billy Guerin and I was Craig Leopold, I would have said, that's it. 14 and a half is our max deal. You want to be the highest paid player in the NHL? 14 and a half. That's it. Not a penny more. And when I offered him that $60 million deal and he turns it down, I would have just said, thank you. That is such a blessing you have done for this franchise. We offered you $2 million more than Leon. You turned it down. So now we look good for all the fan base. That makes us look fantastic. We did what we needed to do. We offered you a ton of money and you turned it down. So now all the goodwill is on our side. Now we can take that and put it aside and we can trade you. And that's what we should have done. We should have taken you, traded you for two or three first rounders and a solid NHL player, and then went on our way. And that was it. And then we would still have a ton of money. We would have a lot of draft equity, and we could have just rebuilt again. Because no one in their right mind thinks that you're better than Dreisaitl, thinks that you're better than Marner. I don't think you're better than Marner. I don't think you're better than Dreisaitl. I don't think you're better than McKinnon or Rantanen or Pasternak. You know what? I don't think you're better than Nylander. I sure as hell don't think you're better than Kucherov. And there's something to be said that maybe you're not as good as Sam Reinhart, for Pete's sake, who signed 8 years for $8.6 million. When it comes down to what you're spending and what you're getting, there's no chance that you're even better than Brandon Hagel, Kirill Kaprizov. I could get three Brandon Hagels for your price. Hagel makes 6.5. I know it's a little bit more, but for argument's sake, three Brandon Hagels for one Kirill Kaprizov? Are you crazy? I'm taking Brandon Hagel all day long. So in one stroke of just panic and having to get this deal done, you have ruined your franchise. A franchise that was looking solid. A franchise that had promise. A franchise that has been mired in just frustration for the last 5 years because of that Parisi-Suter debacle where you decided to buy them out. And you just free yourselves of that burden. You just get out from underneath it. And you sit there and you go, you know what? I kind of like being there. I liked it. Let's go back. Let's go back and do that again. And here we are again. You're paying him $17 million, you guys. $17 million. How can you surround him with talent moving forward? You cannot do it. There is no way in the world that you can make this work. You bring in vets maybe to play with them. Why would a veteran want to go play there? It will not happen. I just don't understand the reasoning behind this. You had the perfect out. You offered him this large amount of money and you said, no, we need to go all in. Craig Leopold, your pride got in the way. You panicked. Kaprizov had you over the barrel and you said, how much is it going to take? And if I would love to sit down with Kirill Kaprizov and go, why? Like, what's the difference between 16 and 17? Why did you not sign it 3 weeks ago when they first offered this deal? I don't get why he had to wait. I don't know. That's something maybe he'll say, but it just didn't make sense to me. And now here we are. The Minnesota Wild have their guy. And my question to you listeners is, are they a Stanley Cup contender now that they have him? For 8 years. Does that make this team better than it was last year or the year before or the year before that? Well, no. The benefit of hockey is you sign a player and then you sign more players and it's a team game. It's not a one-person game. He doesn't affect the game that much. Last time I checked, the Wild did not make the playoffs last year. Or did they? They might have snuck in. But they didn't go far in the playoffs. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. Did they make the playoffs last year? Hold on. Let me see. Schedule. We're going to do this. Standings. I'm not doing it right now, but this team is not better than they were last year. If anything, they're worse. And they will continue to get worse because this Albatross contract. So I don't know. If you want to kill a franchise, this is what you do. And what makes it more frustrating is the deals that have been signed over the last 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, last year, that make this deal even more laughable. McKinnon makes 12.6. Pasta, 11.25. Shifley, 8.5. Reinhardt mentioned. Even a Nylander deal, which we thought was way too high for this guy, is 11.5. And Nylander, he's a great hockey player. And then the one that puts just the creme de la creme, you could almost get two Nikita Kucherovs. And I know that deal was signed 6 years ago, and he has 2 years left on the deal, but Nikita Kucherov makes $9.5 million. Like, there's just, there's no rhyme or reason for this deal to be signed. And someone broke it down. That's $46,000 per day that he's getting. The the Montreal Canadiens have Suzuki and Caulfield plus an extra $1 million signed for $17 million. And you could go on and on. Oh, the Vegas Golden Knights, it's Marner and Barbashev, or you can do this throughout the league and look up contracts and just make it even worse, this $17 million number. But it's an incredible number that I don't understand why they would do it. And this sets the market too, which if you're Stan Bowman and you see this, you have to be nervous. Because I know why everybody says, oh, McDavid, he's not going to stay. I think this could have been what he was waiting for. This domino to fall. Kirill Kaprizov obviously was asking for the world. And if I'm Connor McDavid, I'm sitting there going, yeah, go get some. Because what is McDavid worth if Kirill Kaprizov signs for $17 million? And I guess the bigger question is, will he be as petty as Kirill Kaprizov? And this has a lot to do with just the type of guy he is. I don't know either guy very much at all. I don't know them at all. Kirill went for the money. He did not go the route that a Nathan McKinnon went or Brad Marchand went or these other players where I will take less to try to get the greater good for the team. Money was more of a prize for him than winning. And that's fine. He put his weight in that. What will Connor McDavid do? That just begs to be seen. He makes 12.5 this year, and he has been wavering on his future with the Edmonton Oilers, but you know, they've obviously been having conversations. In my heart of hearts, I feel like he has been waiting for Kirill to sign. And now he will come out and he will, like, what the question is, what is he worth?
No one likes experiencing hair fall, so why not try the award-winning range Genesis by Kérastase? Their serum provides up to 84% less hair fall due to breakage. It's lightweight and non-greasy, so doesn't weigh hair down. Ideal for post and pre-styling. Try Kérastase Fortifying Anti-Hair Fall Serum. Find it at kerastase.co.uk or in a Kérastase salon near you. 84% based on brushing test. Ban Nutri-Fortifiant and Mask Reconstituent and Serum Anti-Shoot Fortifiant versus Classical Shampoo.
Here's the new Citroën C3 Aircross, the perfect SUV for bears and lovers of the great outdoors. Sure, and comfort too. Inside, it easily goes from 5 to 7 seats, and for you cubs, look, it's got Apple CarPlay and your favorite apps. Yes, Mr. Grizzly, available in petrol, full electric, or hybrid. So ready for a family adventure? The new Citroën C3 Aircross, for lovers of the wilderness and everyday comfort. Now with a £1,500 electric car grant.
If Kirill gets $17 million, there's no way that you can't tell me that McDavid is not worth 20, right? The max you can get is 20,800,000. That's 20% of the salary cap next year. Does he sign for that much? That's a question. If you're Connor McDavid, put yourself in his shoes. You've been in the league for 10 years now. You have made $100 million. You've made your money. His last contract was 8 years, $100 million. He has endorsements through the nose. He can do whatever he wants. Does it make sense for you to max out your contract and ruin your chance of winning a Stanley Cup? With you making 20, Draisaitl making 14, Bouchard making 10, Nurse making a hair under 10. That's $50 million between the four of you. Does that make sense to you? It's over 50. It's 55 million for Pete's sake. That's half of the team's salary. I don't think that makes sense. So in a strange turn of events and maybe a strange twist, I could honestly and probably see Connor McDavid sign for $17 million or less just to make the Edmonton Oilers that competitive. Will it make them competitive? No, because I still think that's too much money to pay to two, three, four people, but it'll just make the Minnesota Wild's contract look even more terrible. And I really do see that being a scenario, but maybe he doesn't, maybe he takes a bag and we move on. But what this does, and we've seen this in other sports where it sets the market and all these other GMs, they have to be worried because now the market's set. If Kirill Kaprizov can go out and get this money, $17 million for the numbers he put up, and his numbers aren't that impressive. And like I said, it's mainly due to the fact that he doesn't have players to play with, but you can't take that into account because you're just looking at the raw data. He's got 100 points once. Yes, he's a points per game guy, but he's got 51 his first year, 108 his second year, then he went 75, 96, 56. They're good numbers. He's over a point per game, but they're not anywhere near the top of the league. He's won one individual award, the Calder Trophy, when he broke into the league, and that has a huge asterisk next to it because he's coming over from Russia and he was a professional before he came to North America. So there was a lot of people saying he should not win that award. So if a guy who has done nothing in the playoffs, I think he's never been out of the first round, who has won no individual awards, can set the mark for the highest paid player in history by a few million dollars, mind you, not just like by a couple hundred thousand, by a long shot. If he can get $17 million, well, McDavid will get 20. What does Panarin get, or Jack Eichel, or a Cale Makar, or even a Kyle Connor, who some could say has better numbers than he does? It sets the market and it makes all the GMs around the league very, very nervous. I bet you at the next GM meeting down in Tampa, Billy Guerin will not be everyone's favorite guy because they pretty much, they're screwed now. Craig Leopold, when they have the owners meetings, they're going to go up to him and go, what the hell are we doing, Craig? We're trying to make money here. And you completely sewered all of our chances to maximize our profits because you're paying this guy this much money for the output that he gets. So it's an insane amount. And comparing it to the guys who have already been paid, I bet you I would take 20 with their contracts, with it all wrapped up, I would probably take 20 to 30 other players over Kirill Kaprizov in this deal right now. It just doesn't make sense for me. And that's the reason why I say this is a franchise killing deal that will just burn the Minnesota Wild for the next 8 years. So there is no way, and correct me if I'm wrong, and you can come back to this and pin this, and all you Wild fans, I love you guys, but I hope I'm wrong, but they will not go anywhere with this guy on their team now. There is no way that you can ice a Stanley Cup contending team with this salary cap hit. Unless the cap continues to go up, and it might, it's projected to go, you know, it's obviously going to 104 this year. It's going to be 113 the year after, and then they're going to reevaluate. Some say it's going to be 125 and 150, and away we go. We're off to the races. If that's the case, then yeah, so be it. I'm not as bullish on the NHL going that gangbusters like everybody else is. I'm a little more conservative when it comes to kind of projecting where the league goes, but hopefully I'm wrong and the Wild will have a ton of money to spend, but so will everybody else. And I just don't know. So, all right, moving on a little bit to the next topic. I want to do a chicken update, middle of the show. Suck it. I don't care. We've adopted some more chickens. So we did the big move. If you follow me on Instagram, I posted the big move where I took the whole coop from the old house to the new house. We had a skid steer. I strapped it on. It was sketchy as all get up, but we got it over. I have the coop fortified somewhat. Chickens get out every day. It's so annoying. I've been working on it when I have some time because I have a million and one things going on right now with trying to get the wood ready for the winter, trying to get the house buttoned up. The kids found a big spider today, so I got to spray for spiders, get our old little house up and running for rentals. It's just been, there's a lot going on. And plus, I'm trying to have some fun. Milk out the last couple nice days of this summer, going canoeing, going whatever. I don't care. Going for bike rides, this, that, and the other thing. So we adopted 8 more chickens from my buddy. And when I say adopted, I mean we bought them. And to say that I have been pleasantly surprised is an understatement. Usually when you transplant chickens, there's a period where they don't lay. These chickens came right in and they started laying eggs left, right, and center. I'm up to about 12 eggs a day, which is a beautiful thing. Nothing is trying to kill them from what I've seen. They're happy. Even when they get out, they just bomb around the property. Not a care in the world. They'll just be walking by. Who cares? We got a basketball hoop, so the girls are playing basketball and there's a chicken right there just pecking away. It's been really nice. So the chickens are doing well. I've got a couple more feeders, a couple more waterers, so they're happy, they're hydrated, they're fed, they're producing eggs. I am getting my omega-3s. Life is good with the chickens. I revamped their run, so they got a big old fancy run with the netting over the top. It's going pretty well. I do have one issue, though, and this has nothing to do with the chickens. It is a completely self-inflicted thing that I bring upon myself where I just get annoyed with people. And maybe you can relate with me in this part. So it was my birthday a couple days ago. Nobody from the show or my listeners reached out, so I appreciate the lack of caring, but it was my birthday on the 26th. So I tried to go for breakfast with the wife in the morning, but everywhere was booked because it was a Friday morning and we don't plan ahead and we didn't do a reservation. So we went to this coffee shop. We had 3 of the kids with us, the 3 little ones. We went into this small little local coffee shop. You know, it doesn't get a lot of business. It's in a small little town. I won't name names. But we pull up, me and the 3 littles and my wife. I get 2 coffees for my wife and I, and we order 4 pastries. $50 it comes to. That's fine. I'm okay with the money. We start eating. We're having cookies and pastries and coffee. We're having a great time. Nobody else is in there. Not one person. Everything's going good. All of a sudden, my daughter goes, "Hey, I'd like a water." And I go, "Okay, sounds good." My wife goes up to the counter and she asks the lady working, "Can I get a water?" And the lady goes, "Yeah, we sell a bottle of water right there." And I got prickled a little bit. I'm like, we're not buying a bottle of water. Like, we could just go home. I hate buying water. That's one of my things. I just don't like it. I get water for free at my house. And my wife goes, "Can I just get a cup of water?" And she goes, "Yeah, no problem. It'll be the same price as the bottle of water." And as soon as I heard that, I go, "Okay, we're leaving. Thank you." And I stood up, I packed everything up, and I got the kids and the wife and got them out of the store. And I was left in there with the lady because what was I doing? I was putting lids on the coffees. And I just asked her, I'm like, "Is this a store policy?" And she goes, "Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we have to pay for the cups. And so we have to offset our costs." And I'm thinking, yeah, a cup is like 0.01 cent when you buy them in bulk. I bought cups before for parties and stuff. They're not $3 a cup. You know, like you're trying to get from us here. And I didn't say all those things. And I said, "Well, that's unfortunate. You know, my kid just wanted the water and we're not paying for a whole, you know, bottle of water when they just want a couple sips. Like she's 3 years old. She just wanted a plastic cup." And I'm like, "Why do all these other stores and restaurants and places of business, they can give a cup and water for free? Shouldn't that be a part of the overhead?" She goes, "Oh, it's just, you know, it's policy. It's, you know, it's just the rules." And, you know, I'm not going to get on this lady because she's just, you know, following marching orders. But I walked outside. I'll never come back again. And maybe I'm overreacting. And let me know in the comments if I am, because it seems to me, if I'm dropping $50 on a couple cookies and a couple pastries and 2 coffees, give me a damn water. You know what I mean? Let me have a drink of water for my kid. I'm not asking for the world. I'm not asking for you to do something like special, like go and give me like carbonated water or something off a creek or from a mountain tap. No, just give me just turn the faucet. Give me a cup that costs 0 cents to you and let me drink it. Oh, it bothers me. And I'm like, that bothered me all day. I've been stewing on that for a long time. That happened 4 days ago and it just irks me when I bring it up now. But anyways, let me know what you think about this. And I really want to know what Connor McDavid's number is. We got Kirill Kaprizov. He ruined the franchise forever. What do you think Connor McDavid's number is? And will the Minnesota Wild be able to compete with this $17 million contract now they're saddled with? And I appreciate the support. I had a whole show ready to go, but this kind of came in from the last second, so I had to touch on this. We're going to have an interview later this week. I appreciate everybody's support. Go out there, have some fun, and I'll talk to you next time. Cheers, everybody.
Hello, sweater weather. Bring on cozy duvet days, crisp air and crunchy leaves. Out is out. And the original pumpkin spice latte is in. Handcrafted with our signature espresso and seasonal pumpkin flavors. Then topped with whipped cream, cinnamon and nutmeg. Hot or iced. PSL, it's here. Only at the Starbucks Coffee Company. Subject to availability while stocks last.
This season, LiveScore Bet is bringing you more ways to win with our weekly promotions. Like with Halftime Heroes, where if all teams in your 5-plus ACCA are leading at halftime, we pay out no matter the final scores. Because football could be a game of two halves, but your ACCA doesn't have to be. LiveScore Bet. Total betting. Pre-match cash bet on 5-plus teams only, excluding draws. Selected competitions only. Paid out as cash after settlement. T's and C's apply. 18-plus. Gambleaware.org.
Get ready to hear some hilarious dating stories with myself, Fiona, and
Debbie.
Coming.
Oh, UTI.
How did you know?
Boots, pharmacist. I'm just a walk-in away for diagnosis and treatment.
Oh.
Hey, have you got any date stories for us?
Do I?
You're never too far from a pharmacist. Boots, with you for life.
Subject to pharmacist availability and suitability assessment. Uncomplicated UTI women only. Charges may apply.